said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Hello! And welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati, episode 28!
Dude, I'm pretty sure you've used that one before.
No, that wasn't the Doubtfire one.
No, but it sounds exactly the same.
Well, I mean, all of ours sound the same. You could go, like, or that, or you could do a hillbilly or something.
Yeah.
But we pretty much, we're running out of fucking ideas, Miggy.
Yeah, we are. Well, regardless, Miggy, we're still probably going to have to do this part.
Oh, we'll do this part. We sound good.
We'll just have a song going into it.
Yeah. Oh, instead you'll just have the same one over and over.
Yeah. No, not of us. I don't know. Anyhow. Hey, what's up, guys? Episode 28 is live in effect. Sure. Hopefully this works out a little bit better. I've spent some money on equipment. So.
Yeah, we bought a new computer.
So hopefully the stream's a little better. You can see Chris's vape. So much more definition.
You can.
You know, if you want to make another meme.
It wasn't a meme. It was a fucking album sleeve. That's what it was.
It was nice.
It could be. Vape me. Yeah, Miggy did perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the fucking vapor coming right out of my mouth. What do you think?
So I tried a Sam Adams Sam 76 just right now. And no, don't like it.
Tastes like that one you gave me the other night.
I mean, I'm going to drink it, but I don't like it.
What Sam's do? Again. What Sam's do you like?
I have $9-$10 bucks or something like that for a six pack.
He said, "What Sam Adams do you like?" And my favorite.
I don't like any of them.
Cold Snap.
Yeah, I don't like any of them. That's why I was giving this one a try. But I've never liked a Sam Adams.
I like Sam.
Dude,
I like the
beers.
Cold Snap. I like the Summer Ale.
Yeah.
I just don't like the Oktoberfest.
I could probably do
ale.
The Summer Ale. I haven't tried that one yet.
Yeah, but Summer Ale's pretty good.
That's the kind of shit I like. The Belgian Whites, the Summer Ales, but not anything too crispy. And then I like just some fucking Bud Light, because I'm a fucking white kid that grew up in the 90s.
Yeah, but you grew up on the east side of town, side of town.
No, I wasn't. I went
grew up
further.
Drinking fucking Löwenbräu if you were my age.
So, where I'm at now, to me, when I was a kid, is this like high-class area built up in my head, because I was in the hillbilly part further east in Amelia. I mean, that's just hillbilly shit. You know what I mean? That's different.
That's the meth capital of fucking Southwest Ohio right there.
We had fucking monster trucks on our graduation yearbook picture.
Well, did you really? Amelia's not Amelia hillbilly. Anymore, is it?
The towns, they're always going to be Amelia, and Amelia is so large, but not large at all, if that makes any sense.
But do they still call it Amelia?
The people that live around there do, but technically, I think, no, it's not Amelia anymore.
It would be what?
Pierce Township and Batavia, I think, split it.
Batavia's way the fuck out there.
And then the school became West Claremont. So, like, pretty much my childhood was erased as far as names are concerned. I could just make shit up from now on.
Right. Yeah, I remember when it became West Claremont about, 10 years ago?
I don't remember. I don't think it was that long
that's
ago.
That's when the football team changed from Glen Estee to West Claremont.
Once you get over 30, time stops making sense.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? So it could be 5 years, it could be 20 years, and I'm like, a long time ago.
I had read that they were getting ready to, because it's not Amelia anymore, they don't want to call it Batavia Township. They're getting ready to call it Hooterville.
That's not even funny, though.
Yes, it is. Well, it's from Hee Haw. That was the name of the town
I'm
they
sorry
lived
if
in
I didn't
fucking
catch
Hee Haw, Hooterville.
Jesus Christ, there's maybe two people that are going to listen to this are going to catch that joke.
No,
you've
bullshit.
Specialized the Hee Haw crowd.
Just because you don't look at nostalgic shit doesn't mean other people don't.
It's an age thing. It's just a basic age thing.
Okay, hey, who are the Beatles, Jay?
That
same time as Hee Haw, buddy.
Actually, no, it wasn't the same time. Well, it might have been the same time, but obviously Hee Haw ran a lot longer than that.
Hey, if you don't like Buck Owens and Roy
but
Clark, I don't want to know you.
Are we really comparing the Beatles and Hee Haw?
Absolutely. Fucking Buck Owens and Roy Clark, man.
They're both probably fake.
Well, back when I was a kid, man, there just wasn't a lot of cool shit to watch on TV. I would fucking take a bath early to catch a half hour of Adam 12. I mean, shit was fucked up back then. We didn't have cable and a million channels and everything else. No fucking cell phones. Man, I carried 50 pounds of ice up the flight of stairs 2-3 flights.
Can you think of a time when everybody gathered around the TV, not for like, you know, JFK assassination or moonwalk or anything like that, but like MASH. Like I heard when MASH ended, everybody was around the TV.
Well,
cheers,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. Can you remember when you had a like a everybody was gathered around the TV for some sitcom or something like that?
Well, we used to, as a family, whoever was left in the house, we used to sit around and watch Laugh-In every week. Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. It was, I think that was the only show that was an hour.
I don't know what Laugh-In is, but MASH was fucking awful. And the fact that that many people tuned in to watch that just
you
shows
didn't
how
like
depressing.
MASH?
Oh, no. Because I got a decent sense of humor. That show sucks. There's nothing funny about it.
No, it had funny parts.
Ah.
Hawkeye was funny.
MASH was awful, man.
I mean, I didn't like the way it ended. I hated the way it ended. He pretty much fucking went crazy and ended up in a mental home.
Yeah.
I mean, went fucking nuts, and that's the one thing he didn't want to happen. But I didn't like the realness of it, being that it was in the middle of a fucking war and all that. But I did like the fucking pranks and shit that they pulled on each other. I thought that shit was funny.
What do you like, Jay? I mean, what was like some like TV show that you could watch with your family? You remember one?
With the family? I don't know. Roseanne.
Your mom and dad.
Roseanne, for sure.
Roseanne was good.
That was a good family show when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, all those fucking sitcoms that were going on back then. There was a lot more of them back then. There were sitcoms that
Home
didn't
Improvement.
Really exist. Yeah. Home Improvement. That was
I watched
definitely
Home
one
Improvement.
Of them.
My parents.
Which one?
Home Improvement. Yeah.
I remember watching that pretty often.
Boy Meets World. I watched Boy Meets World.
Nah, Boy Meets World's too old for or young for me.
Yeah.
I wish Home Improvement was a little more real and Tim Allen was doing lines and shit. And, you know,
stealing stuff and going to prison. He went to jail a couple
times. He's getting on
times,
a ladder talking to the neighbor, doing a line off the top of the fucking guardrail there.
Talking to Wilson.
While he's talking to Wilson. That would have been good. But
I don't think a lot of improvement would have been happening if he was doing lines off the fucking fence.
Well, they pulled out some fucking Home Improvement shit when this pandemic shit started. They said that Wilson was the world's best at social distancing.
That is funny.
That's fucking hilarious.
That is funny.
But I mean, we watch shit like the Munsters and fucking Adam's Family, MASH, shit like that. There just wasn't a lot of shit on TV, man.
Now it's all streaming now. You can just
you're better off.
Click it off. Click on it and boom, you're done.
That's what
binge
we
it.
Had. You know what I mean? It's what you had.
Yeah. I think you're better off. But I mean, because, I mean, on TV, you're never going to see the really good stuff. Like, did you find out the other day that Bill Gates is actually, listen to this. This is crazy. This is true. Definitely true. I'm sure YouTube's video is on it somewhere. Bill Gates is married to Robin Williams.
Yeah,
oh,
I found
it don't
that
seem
out.
Right at first. I know. It don't seem right at first that he would be married to Robin Williams, who killed himself a while ago. But apparently Robin Williams faked his suicide and must have killed off Bill Gates' real wife, Melinda. And now him and Bill Gates are married in the satanic union.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
That's looking to take over the world.
I've heard that.
That's going on right now.
And you know what breaks my heart about that? Because I believe it completely. I believe it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But Robin Williams was always a good guy. And now he's bad.
Yeah,
I don't like that
now. He's working with Satan. I always liked him. But that's the thing is those guys always try to look like they're not satanic. And then they are.
So last week we were talking about that shit. Those two fucking hillbillies that murdered that jogger. And we were all in shock and awe that there was 100,000 people. That there was 100,000 people that were backing this guy up. I guarantee you there's 100,000 crazies that really think Bill Gates' wife is Robin Williams right now.
I think it's more than 100,000 on that
it's
one.
Gotta be.
Yeah, that's probably in the millions.
I mean, I could... My fucking mind is blown at the fucking way that a lot of people in this fucking country think. Robin Williams fakes his own death, marries Bill Gates, and there's people that actually believe.
Well, it had to get rid of Melinda happened. Gates, too. I mean,
was it
Bill Gates had a previous
Melinda,
marriage.
Right?
Melinda.
Is it Melinda?
Yeah, Melinda, I believe. Melinda Gates. Either way, you see the pictures of her these days, and you do go like, well, what happened?
I know.
But at the same time, I don't think it's Robin. Well, I mean, it is Robin Williams, but you know.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
I mean, who would think it's not Robin Williams?
Only an idiot would say that. Fucking sheeple. Yeah, that's one of my favorite conspiracies of the week.
But I guarantee there's 100,000 people or more that actually think so.
Why is there always these conspiracies about these women becoming men? Too?
I have like, no fucking
the
idea.
Michelle Obama shit used to drive me nuts,
too. I have no fucking idea.
I thought that was so fucking wrong. Like, And even if it wasn't rooted in racism, did it really have to be the first black female president or
first lady
that everybody says is a dude? I mean, like, it just, come on, man. It just seems so low.
You know what, though?
And she's not a bad looking chick.
No, she's pretty. But I mean, I've seen her like in 100 fucking memes and, you know, face changing shit, all that stuff.
Well, yeah, but they can fuck with a little thing on the computer. And then all these turds are on there just going, ah, told you. Told you.
But what would our life be
if we didn't
have the entertainment of these fucking crazies telling us this stuff is real? Fuck, that's entertainment, man.
No, I do agree with you. And that's why it's as long as it's harmless, which is not really harmless. I mean, that's probably not good for those women. You know, it probably hurts them that everybody thinks they're a dude.
And now I hear that there's now this fucking thing cracked me up.
But sometimes, you know, let me finish on this one. Michelle Obama has so many good things that's happened in her life. Maybe she should give us one and just take the pain of everyone thinking she's a dude. Just take it. I mean, I'm sure it hurts, but just embrace it. Go on with it. You've got so many other good fortunes going on in life. You've really made out.
I think Barack has enough of a sense of humor. If she said, hey, I want to go ahead and tell the world I'm a man, he'd say, yeah, go ahead. I don't give a fuck.
What? Ooh, imagine the numbers a pegging video would do.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Have you ever seen a porn where they took a celebrity's face and superimposed it on those?
But they're getting really good at those, too.
They are getting really good at those.
Too good, actually.
You really think it's them.
Yeah, it's too good.
Before, you know, they'd put a picture on a naked girl, and you could always tell that it was Photoshopped, and now they're actually doing it in movies.
Yeah.
You know, where they're taking movies of them moving their lips and singing, and the next thing you know, they're moaning instead of singing. It's fucking good stuff, man.
Yeah, but it's horrible, too, at the same time. You got to look at both sides.
So I'm reading the other day. It said, group of A-list Hollywood actors are starting a fucking group to refuse to work anymore or produce any Hollywood work until Trump resigns. And I thought the thing that was funniest about it, I'm like, well, first of all, a lot of people don't have money to go to fucking $15 movies right now. But
can I cut you off real quick?
Yeah.
Maybe you already know this, and this is where your story's going to end up, and I'm sorry. But that article was old, and they just reprinted it today. It was before President Trump was even elected.
Was it really?
It says in the article.
The Rosie O'Donnell one?
If you actually read the article, it says they call him President-elect multiple times.
I just read the link.
Yeah,
well, the thing is so funny about it is.
That's the problem, though, is most people don't clip the link, and now you're about to tell a whole story.
Well, no, because I just skimmed over it and saw it. So I said, well, let me get a list of these fucking celebrities that are doing it.
Yeah.
And the five that they listed hadn't worked in fucking years.
Who are they? I'll tell you if I can live without them.
It was Rosie O'Donnell.
Don't care.
Deborah Messing.
Who?
Yeah. Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
I didn't know he was still alive.
He hasn't worked since the fucking Mary Tyler Moore show.
I literally didn't know he was alive.
Ed Asner?
Yeah, he was one. I don't remember who the other two were, but they were nothings. They were less than Rosie O'Donnell's.
I'll tell you what. Donald Trump's gave me a lot more entertainment over the last 3 years than those three have.
Absolutely.
I mean, good or bad.
He's made me laugh
so much more times than Rosie O'Donnell ever did.
Do you remember when Rosie O'Donnell and Trump got into that fucking big feud on talk shows? And,
well, he's a piece of shit, though, and he said some shit he shouldn't have.
But that was entertainment to me.
Yeah, it was funny.
She'd say something like, this man is not fit for office, blah, blah, blah. And he'd get on there and they'd say, Johnny Carson or whoever would say, hey, what's your rebuttal to that? She's a fat piece of shit.
He wouldn't say piece of shit. She's a fat pig.
Yeah. But I mean, she tried to
she's
say,
disgusting.
Well, you know,
she
voted
disgusting.
No on this. He voted no on this. What
she's
do you think
nasty
about Rosie?
Woman.
She's a fat pig.
Whatever, man. I don't. The Trumps, like I said, I've gave up on that dude. I would hate to see him lose, but we put Biden in position to go against
and
him.
And he's getting crazier by the day.
I mean, we're fucked. I don't care who wins.
Either way.
I think Trump's going to win, but I think we're fucked either way.
We're fucked.
The only thing maybe I would lean towards Biden on is the fact that he's probably going to die sometime sooner, so maybe I have a chance if he picks a good vice president.
How much older is Biden than Trump?
I might vote on a vice president.
Only
but
a
that
couple
had to be
years.
A strong
couple
fucking
years.
Vice president.
But I just heard Biden just asked for mortgages and rents to be to cease until this pandemic is over.
I'll take it. I will too.
I'll take that shit too. For
fuck
real.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Give me that.
Yeah, give me that.
Trump
Biden
2020.
Yeah. Who can give whoever the most stuff?
It looks like I just kind of go out of view over here on this old camera. Maybe
you're on wheels, man.
Well, but I set the microphone, thought maybe in a bad spot.
You know, I would like to Photoshop that instead of a microphone in front of you as a big giant dick. And you going, like this, talking right into it, like you're making love.
I get close to it too. I get up on that microphone. I know how to work it.
So this is our first attempt, guys, with our new computer, and I think it's going to help because it seems to be working a little better than it did before.
Either way, it's going to make our YouTube strong. And that's all I really care about in the end. The stream's an extra if I can get a good stream out of cool. But I want to be able to have people watch this on YouTube. Last week, it didn't even record the YouTube for
right.
us. It was awful. Sorry about that if you stuck around for a couple seconds.
And you know what, fuckers? It doesn't take long to click subscribe.
Yeah, we could use some more YouTube subscribers. I really need to get to 100 so my YouTube address is easily accessible.
We get over 200 listens a week. You guys just need to go on there, click subscribe, and then go about your day.
True story. But, you know, I know one person that always comes through for the Shut Up Cincinnati podcast.
You must be talking about my man, Wet Sniz.
Wet Sniz, get pussy 69.
Question time?
All right, yep. You can maybe see his name up there if you look, but probably don't look and give me a guess.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like you've looked.
No, I didn't look. Last
I saw
week,
you look three times.
Yeah, but I can't see anything. I can't fucking read a newspaper. You think I can read that?
Oh, that is pretty small. Okay.
Yeah, that's real fucking
fair
small.
Enough. Go on.
Let's go with Vag Voyager.
Vag Voyager.
That's a good one. It means you're going in, you're searching, you're exploring the vag.
It's true. All right, you, Nicholas?
Clit Tickler.
Well, he got the clit right. I don't know if he saw it. He might have cheated. Who knows?
No,
but
I didn't.
He got the clit right.
Sweet.
It is clit rubber.
Well, okay.
It's close to a tickler.
And last week he had a question about rubber. He's creating a pattern.
Maybe it is.
It's like a psychopath.
So yeah, this fucker starts killing people. Maybe these notes are telling secrets.
Clit rubber.
Clit rubber. Clit is spelled with a K. Which I'm only mentioning this because it's clit rubber spelled with a K, but then if you look at the actual address of his email, which is also known as the email address, it's clit with a C, 69@hotmail.com. He went back to Hotmail.
He did.
He was only on Outlook for a week.
He was in Hotmail jail, I think.
Got unbanned.
But apparently he could spell it right in his email, but not in the actual name. Go figure it out.
Well, him and Elon Musk have been talking.
Shut up, Cincinnati. One thing I've always thought was extremely strange and gross and has always made me immediately change the video of watching porn was foot jobs. Just curious, what are your thoughts on the topic?
Well, there's nothing gross about it to me. I don't want a foot job, but I'm certainly not going to and turn away. Someone's going to beat you off with their feet. I mean, I think I've had a girl rubber foot on my dick before. I don't think I've ever gotten a foot job to where I got off, but there's nothing gross about it to me.
I have the exact same viewpoint on that one. It's definitely happened. As far as I'm just watching porn, I don't go for that video.
No.
I'm not looking for the foot job videos or anything. And if it is a foot job video and or just that's the part of the video, I'll skip past that part. I don't jerk off to that actual part.
I don't think anybody could turn to porn either.
I just go up a little bit and just go, all right, yeah.
Now, I might get grossed out if you know, the guy's laying there and his rod is straight up. He's getting ready to fucking get satisfied here, and all of a sudden, here comes a couple of front dog paws. I might lose it at that point.
Yeah, it depends on the feet, for sure.
they're
disgusting-looking fucking feet.
It definitely depends on the feet. I don't want raven claws fucking jerking me off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
So, there are people that definitely...
Yeah, but the beauty of that is that person could jerk you off just by wrapping her toes around the base.
God damn. It probably would be more
like doll hands.
See, yeah. I would love to get a doll hand job.
I wonder if doll hands and those toes are the same size.
No, I think he's got normal size feet.
No, I'm talking about
his toes,
his fingers to her feet.
Oh gosh, I don't know, man. I think her toes are a little bit bigger. Doll hands has got tiny everything.
Shit. I'm gonna get off this one. Just curious, but you get your thoughts. All right. Who are your guys' top three favorite actors of all time? Three favorite actors. That's a hard one always.
That's really fucking hard.
Mostly because I don't care that much, too.
Well, I'll go with Nicholson, number one. I don't think he's ever made a bad fucking movie. And he's made some of my favorite movies. Fucking Shining was awesome. Cuckoo's Nest was fucking awesome.
He's made some bad movies.
Yeah,
that's
but
definitely right.
I mean, he was on the Andy Griffith Show once. I mean, he started like everybody else on the fucking bottom. But I'll go with Nicholson.
always comes back to the Andy Griffith
Show.
You
do show. Bring it back.
I'll throw De Niro in there.
Okay.
Now, I could easily throw in Pacino, but I'm not going to do both. To me, they're pretty much the same fucking
guy. I feel the
guy.
Exact same way. Like, I would think about throwing one of them in, too, when it first popped up in my head what I was going to say. But I don't know. Both of them seem like a cop-out almost because they're so good. And, like, everybody should say one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, De Niro's made some fucking awesome. They both have.
They both have.
Great movies.
I think I'm more of a De Niro guy than a Pacino guy.
I am, too. Because, you know, he
comes off a little bit more grimy.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more believable.
I agree. And in some Al Pacino roles, he kind of goes over the top at times.
Yeah, but sometimes that's needed.
Oh, I know.
Like, what's the one where he plays the devil with Keanu Reeves in it?
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, Devil's Advocate, Charlize Theron.
Great movie.
Full frontal nudity. Looking good at that South African poutine.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fucking but anyways, lovely. Yeah, it was a good movie, I thought. De Niro couldn't have played that role. That was a Pacino, like,
oh,
to the
right.
Extreme, you know, just doing Pacino things. Hey, you know, you do the same intro every time. Uh-huh. Every one of my impressions go back to Arnold somehow. I was going to do an Al Pacino. You know,
that's Arnold.
It's Arnold.
Because she had a great ass.
Yeah, I can't do a good Pacino.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
But either way, yeah, like, I couldn't see De Niro doing that role.
No, I guess I couldn't either. But you could see Jack Nicholson doing that role.
But I couldn't see Pacino doing the fucking role of the boxer either.
Oh, yeah, Raging Bull.
Yeah, Raging Bull.
I couldn't have done that. Dog Day Afternoon has to be one of my all-time favorite movies.
Anyways, have you got your third yet?
Yeah, for a third, I would go, I'm a big Dustin Hoffman guy. I was a giant Graduate, loved The Graduate. He was great in Tootsie. I saw a really cool movie with him and Sean Connery where they were fucking robbers and family business, family affair, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't think he's ever done anything bad. So Dustin Hoffman, number three.
Okay. I'm going more modern, I guess, but well, not modern, like my time, basically.
Zach Braff?
I don't even know who that is.
Zac Efron?
I thought you were going to go with Efron. At least I knew who that is. I don't even know who Zach Braff is.
Scrubs.
Yes.
Okay. I believe you. Anyhow, Brad Pitt. That's
awesome.
My number one. Yeah. Love me some Brad Pitt. Sounds queer, but love me some Brad Pitt. All right.
I'd sleep with Brad Pitt. I told you that.
Wait a minute.
To say I did.
You'd let him fuck you? Or you'd suck his dick?
Well, he's got 50 grand lying around.
Or you would just sleep with him. Like, I would sleep in the same bed with him.
I'd be Big Spoon for Brad Pitt one time.
You think he'd let you?
Probably not, but
I think he wants to be outside Spoon. I don't know, but he's not a big guy.
No, he's not. None of those guys are big.
None of those dudes are big, yeah. I heard for, like, was it Fight Club? He said he was at, like, 145 or 160 or something like that.
Really?
He looked huge in that, and he was fucking ripped, but he was that low. That tells you how not big he is to begin with.
See, that fuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he looked ripped because he had no fat on him.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Fucking no fat.
So I got Brad Pitt. Number two, I'm going Denzel. I love me some Denzel Washington.
Gotta love Denzel.
Always have loved Denzel, from Malcolm X to The Last Boy Scout was a great movie.
The Training Day.
I might have named the
Remember the Titans. He was awesome in that.
Remember Titans. Good. Last Boy Scout was Bruce Willis and
Damon Wayans. I'm thinking of Ricochet. That's what I'm thinking of. Ricochet was great. It was one of the first ones. Which, if we're going full frontal, if there's some full frontal Denzel and Ricochet. He hops behind a locker, but not before you see that dong.
Does he have a dong?
Yeah.
Is it big?
No. It was just a dong. It was a regular dong. Yeah. I didn't go, wow, look at that dong. But I didn't go, look at that dong.
Rewind. Would you watch that one in porn?
Would I watch it in porn?
Yeah.
I'd watch all of them in porn just to watch.
Yeah, but you said you don't like black dicks in porn.
How about Denzel? No, that's just like Ray J.
Oh, okay.
I gave Ray J the fucking honor of a load or two. You know what I mean?
You gave Kim Kardashian the honor.
True, but I didn't turn the channel is what I'm saying. Like, there's something in that, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't give Ray J the load.
All right, so Denzel
load.
Two.
Denzel number two. And number three, fuck, man. That's such a tough one. I'm going to go with... and then this is just based off like three or four movies that he did, but their movies were so good to me that I have to go with them, would be Johnny Depp.
Oh, he's got great movies.
Yeah.
Fucking weird dude, but Fear and Loathing, I know you.
Fear and Loathing
favorites.
Is like one of my favorites. The Rum Diary was great too. He did some stuff earlier, like What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which was great. I mean, he just had a lot of really good movies. Have you ever seen Blow?
Captain Jack Sparrow, The Blow was a good movie.
That was good, the first one or so, and then, you know, it's like, all right, I don't need six of anything. But either way,
that's one of those questions where there's so many. Because, I mean, if you're going to go more modern, like you said, mm-hmm. I could easily go Edward Norton as being one of my favorite. Tom Cruise, he's made a lot of fucking great movies, man. Those Mission Impossible movies were fucking awesome. Every one of them. I loved them. Bourne Identity movies, but I can't say Matt Damon because he's played some really shitty ones too. But
Matt Damon.
I mean,
I'm Matt Damon.
I think those are all good. Denzel in Training Day was fucking great movie.
Oh, the best.
And
that was perfect.
The one where he was the big drug kingpin.
Blue.
American Gangster.
American Gangster.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
mixing
the one
him
I'm
and
talking.
Johnny
Depp.
That's Johnny Depp. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's white. Denzel's black.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico was another one of Johnny Depp's roles that I fucking loved.
Was Benicio in that one?
I don't remember, but it wasn't that great of a movie, but Johnny Depp's role was awesome. He played this guy that he went around killing people. He ate this, like...
He ate this taco or something, right?
He ate a taco in a restaurant, and then he thought it was so good, he had to balance out the world by going in and killing the chef because that taco was too good and is ruining the balance of the world.
So he killed the chef.
So he killed the chef, just walks back, talks about how great the taco is, and then goes and shoots the chef. But it's just a weird fucking movie. Johnny Depp plays a weird psycho.
It's like
awesome
a chorizo
dude.
Burrito he ordered.
Great, great shit. All right, number three. If you could bang one person on this planet, no strings attached, around your age range, who would it be? In parentheses, Betty White is too young for Chris. Got you with an old.
Betty White's 85 years old, you fuck. And it has to be around my age range. Give me a range here.
I'm just fucking saying,
I mean,
what he wrote.
Do I have to pick a 50-year-old woman, or can I go back to, can I go 30-ish?
It did say around your age range. I wonder if he meant this question to put you in a bind.
Well, he might have, because I don't like to bang women around my age range. I made that very clear.
No, but there are some.
Oh, there's a lot.
Well, then that's what he's asking.
You got one right off the bat? Because I'm going to have to think for a second.
I have one for you.
Betty White?
No, I was going to say Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston's, yeah, she's mid-40s.
Right around your age range. She's close to 50. She's mid-40s. Shut the fuck up.
I think she's 51.
She's like 51 or 52, yeah, right around your age, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty ridiculous.
So,
hot.
I mean, that'd be one for you. You know, I think they could be ones your
and
age.
And she's always been on my list, but if I could only bang, if I could bang any one, she wouldn't be the one.
That's such a tough question in general. I don't know. I don't have a fucking answer off the top of my head.
No, that's tough. Gosh. I mean, she's got to be right up there, Jennifer Aniston, because she is close to my age. But I don't know, man. That's a tough fucking question.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston's 51 and is worth $200 million. So, I mean, like, you know. Well, yeah.
Find one there that's worth $300 million. And
I'll get back to you. Yeah, I'll do that research for you. Yeah.
God, you know, there's so fucking many good-looking women. You know who I always had a fucking thing for? She's not better looking than Jennifer Aniston. You know what? I guess I can go Jennifer Aniston then. If I have to answer,
yeah,
she's as hot as they come around my age range.
I'm going to, and I thought about this a couple seconds ago, and I just checked the age range. She's 2 years older than me. So if we're trying to get our age range around, I feel that's comfortable.
Okay.
Rosario Dawson.
Hot. Ooh. Very hot.
Always into her.
Rosario Dawson
she
is
didn't
very
seem
hot.
Like, you know, she didn't seem like a pain in the ass either. She seemed cool. So that's the one.
You know, I always had a thing for Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, but mostly because she always just played like junky looking girls.
No, she played normal looking girls too. In that horrible, horrible Tom Cruise movie Cocktail, where he was a bartender, she looked great in that.
I don't even remember that.
She looked fucking great in that. She was Daniel-san's girlfriend in the first Karate Kid too.
Okay, yeah, very attractive.
Very attractive.
Is she British?
No, she's American. As a matter of fact, her brother was a fucking actor. Was on that Melrose Place.
Who am I thinking about? The bitch that was with Hugh Grant.
Oh, with the long black hair.
She was British. She was very attractive.
Yeah, and you know what? She's around my age. She was also...
Elizabeth Berkeley?
No, it was Elizabeth
Hurley?
Something. Hurley.
Elizabeth
Hurley. She was in that fucking horrible Wesley Snipes movie, Passenger 57, where she was a stewardess there. She was ridiculous hot, too. But I'll stick with Jen.
I don't care if she's out of my age range. It'd be Selma Hayek.
Love her. She's in my age range.
Hey. Maybe we're having a little bit of success here. People say stream is 1,000 times better.
Excellent.
I'll take 1,000 times better. So maybe you can get even better. Who fucking knows? There might be some settings. We're not nerds. I don't know how to do any of this shit. I'm guessing most of the way through.
You know, I'm going to say one more thing before we get pussy off the thing. Right. Jennifer Aniston's a great one. There's no fucking doubt about it. But a question like that, if I really thought about it and had 20 minutes to think about it, she probably wouldn't be the one. But off the top of my head, I'll take her. Selma Hayek, another fucking great one. Nick. That's why you're the news guy, man.
I like MILFs.
I fucking love Selma Hayek.
I love older women.
In Desperado, she turned me on.
Selma Hayek, your age?
Yeah.
She's Selma Hayek.
I bet she's at least 50.
She's perfect still.
She looks damn. And she's married to like a billionaire.
She was in Desperado.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was in that movie that you liked, Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah. She's in all those Mexican movies. Anytime you see her, you'll see that one dude with all the tattoos. What was his name?
Selma Hayek is 53.
53?
That's my age
wow.
range right there, buddy.
Damn, good for her. Good for Selma Hayek.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
It's just the two. And you know the thing about it? If you notice Jennifer Aniston lately, yeah, she's fucking beautiful. But she's starting to get that look in her face where she's getting shots here and shots there. You know how they do
that when they get about that age?
Yeah, she's looking that way like fucking like Meg Ryan ruined herself for me.
Yeah.
She was my fucking spank bank.
I don't like
that.
And
then she started getting the fucking Botox.
I feel like Meg Ryan had cone titties, though.
Did she have cone titties?
I thought she had cone titties.
We saw her titties in that Nicolas Cage movie.
Where he was
an angel, remember?
We're awful at talking about movies. We never know the names. Remember that movie with the guy, Nicolas Cage? Fucking fought that guy with the funny-looking head.
Big thanks to Wet Sniz, Clit Tickler? Clit Rubber.
Clit Rubber.
Clit Rubber with a K.
All right, I want to get to this just so I can knock it off my show list then, because just many of the ideas I've came up with, and I usually all suck, but I was excited to see football. Tickets went on sale this week, and I feel like football's going to happen this year.
I do, too.
Maybe without fans, but I feel like it's going to happen.
At least too much money. Watch it on TV.
So in honor of that, who are the best football players you ever got to watch in your lifetime? We had a friend put something on Facebook about the best basketball players in our lifetime.
Right.
I really like the in your lifetime thing because
that
it's
we
easy
got to watch.
Yeah, it's easy for me to throw out, you know, fucking Johnny Unitas. I don't know what fucking Johnny Unitas played. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, you want to break it down by positions.
So, I'm going to go through just one per position, just one.
Okay.
All right. So, your group, QB.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, you're number one right off the bat.
Seen him many times live. Number one. I always thought, even before this question, he's always been, to me, the greatest quarterback that ever lived.
Really?
Now, things have changed in the last 10 years or so. But for my lifetime, watching him play, without a doubt, I say Joe Montana.
Maybe it's just me with a strong Cincinnati bias, and the 49ers beating us the only two times we were in the Super Bowl, and Joe Montana beating us.
You're really going to say Ken Anderson?
No, I'm not going to say that at all. I'm just shitting on your pick. I don't think Joe Montana is the best by any means. Like, I always thought he had the best receiver there was at that time, especially. He had great coaches. He always had a great line. He had a great running back, a good tight end. John Taylor on the other side, so it wasn't just Jerry Rice. He had decent defenses with Ronnie Lott over there.
Right.
I mean, those 49er teams were stacked. I almost look at him is like Tony, or not Tony Romo, but as the fucking Cowboys
Aikman.
Quarterback. Yeah, it's like an Aikman more than I think of him.
See, I look at him like a Brett Favre. I look at him as a guy. Now, I'm not saying he was the best quarterback as far as any stats go.
Yeah.
But he was a winner. He fought to win. He did whatever it took to win. That's what Favre did.
Yeah, but he was more of a game manager. Favre was a gunslinger.
Yeah, but and I've told you, that's my quarterback thing is I like the thinking quarterbacks that read defenses and do that. And I don't think growing up, man, Montana was the guy. And okay. I loved him. He's not the best on any stats. I don't think he holds any records for anything outside of San Fran. And probably Steve Young took those away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd say Montana. How about you?
I'm going with Tom Brady. I mean, it's hard for me not to go with Tom Brady in my lifetime. what has he not done?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's also, I think, more of a game manager for the most part, like Joe Montana, but I just think he was better at it. And he did it with less people around
him. He did. And he did it with less quality people. That's for damn sure.
He never really had
fact.
Much around him.
He never had a fucking receiver.
He had a couple years. He had Moss.
He had Moss, but
you know, he had some Welker. But I mean, those receivers went to other places and never played as good as they did with New England.
That's a fact.
I don't know, Tom Brady for me, running back.
Earl Campbell, he's my hero. He's been my hero since I was a kid. And there's never been another running back like him.
Yeah.
He wasn't lightning fast, but he would literally hit the line. He would knock two and three guys back 10, 15 yards, and then he would carry two more into the fucking end zone. The only thing I didn't like about Earl's career, and he's like I said, he's my football hero. You can't give the guy the ball 45 times a game and expect him to be able to fucking think after his career's over. And he can't.
Oh, yeah. He's dumb dumb nowadays?
He's not full dumb dumb, but he's definitely feeling it.
Yeah.
He can't walk. He can barely walk.
That's rough.
But the guy had 42-inch thighs.
Oh, he was a monster. I remember seeing video. That was the guy too old for me. I didn't really get to watch him play.
Oh, God. Earl the Pearl, definitely. Without a doubt, that's my answer. In 100 years, that's my answer.
Right on. I'm going Barry Sanders on that one.
Love him.
Totally different way it turned out. He dipped out a little early.
He did.
He probably could have had another 5-6 years of productivity and really broke some records.
That would be, if you say, who are your top two running backs, it would be Earl and then Barry Sanders. Everybody loved Barry Sanders.
Fair enough. I mean, and again, these players aren't my favorite quarterbacks or my favorite running backs. They're just the ones I think were the best that I saw at that position. All right, wide receiver.
Jerry Rice. Arguably the best wide receiver that ever played the game.
Yeah.
And I got to see him live many times. I've seen him at least four times play live. And I still love watching highlight reels from Jerry Rice, without a doubt.
I'm going to go with a guy that didn't really ever get the quarterback that he really should have. And Calvin Johnson. He was a fucking game changer.
Well, you're not going to get that in Detroit.
No, he got a bum deal. He was the O.J. Simpson and wide receivers.
Right.
You know what I mean? He never had anything around him, even though he probably may have been the best.
He was a monster.
You just
would
never know. He didn't have that Joe Montana throwing to him.
No, he didn't.
So that's mine. Tight end.
A couple of those. God, there's a couple of those. In my lifetime, I mean, I could easily go back to Tony Gonzalez, and I love Tony Gonzalez, but I grew up watching guys like, I'm going to say Kellen Winslow from the Chargers.
Okay.
Best I got to see live. I mean, even though I've seen Tony Gonzalez play, and if you look at every stat in the world now, Gonzalez is a better tight end. But
yeah,
Kellen Winslow was a winner, tough as nails back then. You know, they were different back then. These guys didn't make the billions of dollars they're making now. They went out there and they fought for their fucking job every fucking day. They fought for these wins because that's how they got raises. They didn't get raises by them rushing for 200 yards. The team had to win. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'll go Kellen Winslow.
I'm going to go Aaron Hernandez because he murders it on and off the field. And, you know, I just really respect the guy that can go two ways.
So, well, according to the rumors, he goes three ways.
Okay, he goes three ways. And it's a shame that his career got cut so short. He was fucking great. So
he's murderer.
Yeah, you're getting into specifics. All right, what's O-line?
One.
You think Hernandez is better than Gronkowski?
Oh yeah, double feature, man. It's all about the two things you can do, not just one. He also can
kill. And Gronk never killed anybody.
Yeah, Gronk's a pussy. Anyways, O-line,
right guard, Houston Oilers, Mike Munchak, my favorite of all time. I think now Mike Munchak is the offensive line coach for the Steelers, which is ironic because I hate the Steelers.
I do hate the Steelers.
He's the O-line coach for the Steelers, All Pro, I think. Second time out. I think he got turned down the first time, maybe an Oiler guy, but could have went Bruce Matthews. I'm going Munchak. 63 Munchak.
I'm going someone. This is probably a hammer pick on my part here.
I know where you're
What's
going.
What's your guess?
You're going with Montoya?
Well, no. I thought you were going to say Muniz because he's the Hall of Famer, and I'm not going Montoya either. I'm going Dave Lapham, that radio announcer. I'm not going him on that. No, a big wit, man. I love Big Wit.
Yeah,
no, and I got to watch him. Like, I'll tell you the truth. I don't really, outside of like maybe if NFL Films is doing a film on him and I watch a lot of clips in a row, I'm not really watching the offensive line.
No.
You know what I mean?
Is.
Like, when the play starts, I'm not staring down number fucking 63 to see what he's up to. I'm watching the play.
Yeah.
So I'm someone like Whitworth, I actually got to watch a lot of him.
Well, yeah.
Because
local
I'm from Cincinnati, I've got to see him play live. And on
I would
TV.
Love to pick more local guys.
Yeah. So that would be. That would be my number one just because I've seen it the most. And I feel like I couldn't judge other ones because I haven't seen them as much. D-line.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of those. I hate to pick a Steeler, but I got to go Mean Joe Green. I grew up in the 80s, man.
He was a fun one, yeah.
He was a fun one. L.C. Greenwood right next to him. But
yeah.
Mean Joe was something, man.
Steelers have had a lot of fun defensive guys.
They really have.
I mean
they've
know,
had the
them,
most fun linebackers with the Lamberts and the Jack Hams.
Just
but,
psychos. Joey Porters. You know,
yeah,
I mean, go through
guys
the list.
Like that. Mean Joe Green was fun to watch. That's when football was dirty. And if he couldn't get by you, he'd stick his thumb in your eye. You know, he's that guy. But Yeah, I got to go Mean Joe.
He's gave a couple oil checks at the bottom of that fucking
pile. No doubt about it. And he admits it.
The old trick.
He goes, yeah, if I'm on the bottom and somebody's there, yeah, I'll bite their thumb, bite their finger, try to get them out of the game.
Put a thumb in the ass is what I'm saying. Really? That's the old oil check at the bottom of the piles. That's what you're supposed to do. If you really wanted to get to the old opponent. D-line for me, that's I almost feel like I should have picked two and done D-end and defensive tackle, but whatever. D-line. I'm going to go Aaron Donald.
Oh,
he's a modern player. But yeah. Jesus Christ, that dude, you can't stop him. I've never seen a defensive tackle like
this
ever.
This past year, he didn't have nearly the year he had the year before.
Because they're like triple teaming him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And but I mean, that's what happens. So he didn't have another guy with him.
Yeah, that's what happens. Aaron Donald could easily say the best in the game now. If you were, let's do it. Let's go ahead and say you picked an end and a tackle.
Okay, an end and a tackle?
Yeah. And you just went with the tackle seconds. With Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
So now my defensive end.
You already went end, didn't you? Or no,
I did a tackle. Right, Elsie Greenwood was the end. God, there's a lot of those too from my era. And if I wanted to go someone new, I mean, you could easily fucking go one of the Bosa brothers. You could.
Or J.J. Watt. Or...
Yeah, you could go with any of those. But I'll stick with my Steelers because I mentioned it before.
God, damn, man, you're really going with the Steelers.
I don't like the Steelers, but they were good then, man. In the 80s, they were fun to watch.
All right, I'm going with Bruce Smith.
Love him.
Love watching Bruce Smith.
I don't like the Bills, but
whatever.
Bruce Smith was.
I was never a really huge Bills fun guy, to watch. But I appreciated some people on their team. Linebacker.
LT. You go outside and in, or are you just going one linebacker?
One linebacker, just one, and
LT.
I'm going to get right there with you. Yeah. I mean, LT.
He changed the game, man.
Come on, dude. I mean, you maybe could go this boy from Kansas City, Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas.
You could go Derek Thomas.
You could go Singletary. You could go Jack Lambert. You could go a number of guys.
Lambert. I couldn't go Lambert because it's too long ago. Singletary, I do remember a little bit, but I didn't get to watch as much of him.
I mean, if you're talking modern day, you could easily throw Urlacher in there. You could put Urlacher. He's in that fucking...
But he wouldn't be in that talk for me.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Urlacher's the same level as fucking LT?
As LT, no. I don't think anybody's
in the LT.
I mean, he
had maybe one or two years where maybe you would have thought he could have been elite, but he never really kept it for as long as he needed to really, really be elite.
Well, I think if anybody's going to say, give me one linebacker and you know football, you got to go LT.
Yeah.
I mean, he changed the fucking game. Mm-hmm.
All right, D-back. I just did D-back, so that includes safety, cornerback.
I'm going with a Bengal.
Okay. Wow, really?
He wasn't the best that played the game, but I got drunk with him a couple of times. David Fulcher from Arizona State. Arizona State. You don't see many defensive backs that are 6'6 or 6'7
he's a big dude.
And weigh 245 or 250. You don't see that. I think he weighed 230 when he was playing here.
Yeah.
But he was as a fucking free safety. I mean, that's huge. They don't make them that big anymore. They're the little guys.
I'm going Ronnie Lott.
Oh, one of the best.
I mean, that guy was the shit. Anybody can lose a finger and come back and play some more of the game. You got my vote, buddy.
And, I mean, you could easily, and you can go Ed Reed. I mean, you could go there too if you wanted to.
You can't go Reed.
I had that discussion with Tom Oberfell. He said, who's the best free safety that ever played the game? And I said, Ronnie Lott.
It's probably technically Ed Reed.
Yeah, but I said Ronnie Lott to me. But, yeah, Ed Reed played it a lot longer.
Hey, MVP's not with us this week. Or MCP. ICP's not with a Juggalos at home. So, he had some family issues he had to take care of. But he wanted to chime in, apparently, on dudes that he would bang. And he said he would bang Tom Hanks.
He would?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to ask him about that when he gets back.
He would bang Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I wouldn't bang Tom Hanks. To me, it would feel like incest because he seems like my uncle. But
I watched Money Pit the other night and it was fucking hilarious.
Tom Hanks is great. He popped in my head during the actor thing.
Oh, he could easily have been.
Too many pussy roles for him.
Yeah, but fucking Forrest Gump was not a pussy role. Private Ryan wasn't a pussy role.
Yeah.
He's played some good. I didn't like Castaway. I did not like fucking him walking around talking to a volleyball.
His best line is, sorry for breaking up your Black Panther party.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Forrest Gump was a fucking great movie. When he nutted on Jenny's fucking roommate's bathrobe after two strokes, she grabs his dick, two strokes. Oh, I just ruined your roommate's bathrobe. That was funny.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't bang Tom Hanks, though. If I was going to bang anybody, I'd probably go after like a Leo DiCaprio or something like that.
A Leo?
Yeah. I think Leo's cool as the other side of the pillow. I think he's a cool dude.
I don't think you can handle Leo.
I think
Leo's a little dude. I think he could more than handle him.
You know, the thing about it is, in some of these fucking movies he's made, man, you just can't help but to like the guy. I mean, fucking Wolf of Wall Street, that changed my opinion of him totally. He was badass in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
What changed my opinion was The Departed. Because I always thought that movie. He was like a pussy-ass dude, you know? Because, I mean, like, he had some great roles before that, you know, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He was in, what was that TV show he was in?
Who are we talking about?
Leo.
I think he was in Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. I used to watch that shit on Disney Channel. But anyway, I always thought he was just, you know, kind of a soft kind of guy. But The Departed, man, that was a great fucking movie.
I wouldn't fuck Leo. That's all I'm saying.
Wouldn't fuck Leo? I wouldn't. I'd fuck Leo before Tom Hanks.
What else we got going on this week?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. I got invited, and I don't know if I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
I got invited to a household swinger party.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear about these things all the time. And the person that invited me was this couple I know. They're into the swinging lifestyle and all that.
One of your cucks? Well, I like when we just come out and just say it.
Is it the brown-haired one?
One of these cucks you got going on?
But the thing about we're not going there.
Why not? We've went there before,
dude. You just told us the other week that you get pissed on yourself. You're not going to tell us it's the cuck.
Well, no, but I mean we're not describing the people that I'm cucking.
Brown right? hair.
We're just not going there.
Brown hair.
I'm definitely. I didn't do that.
Well, this girl. Shame. This girl and her husband that invited me. I've known him for years. I've never done anything with her or anything like that. But I said, "What's this party about?" She said, "We're going to a swinger party." She said she had invited me. She said it's 14 couples, okay, and then they invite like four single men. And she said, do you want to go as my guest? And I thought about it. I said, I think I want to go just to fucking watch.
I feel like you're doing the show a disservice if you don't go. For one thing. Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, you owe it to the listening audience to go to this,
I think,
right?
I do. I mean, and the thing that, about it is,
even if you get a half good story that you can share out of it, it's worth it.
She told me that this couple that hosts these parties, it's a big, huge fucking house somewhere out in Springfield Township somewhere.
Yeah.
And she said that they literally convert their fucking basement for these fuck parties, and there'd be like beds all over the basement, like fucking 10 beds. Mm-hmm. And you just go down there and you can either jump on with another couple or whatever. I don't know if that's the kind of area where I could perform in, like a fucking circus
in front
clown,
of everybody,
in front of that many people. But I think I would like to go get a little buzz on and just fucking watch to see how these fuckers really live.
I
their
feel
fucking
like they're
lives.
gonna ask you to take your pants off if you show up.
Well, they may not, and I may not. But
I think if you show up, I think if
you
show up, it's kind of like, hey, he showed up, he's going to take his pants off.
Well, I think it's a kind of deal where she said you're under no obligation to play or do anything.
Oh, okay.
And I just think it's the kind of deal where, you know, I've got this chance to witness something that not a lot of people get to fucking witness. I got to go.
Yeah, you're going. I mean, I don't even know why we're discussing it.
Yeah, I'll
you're
go.
Going. You got to go to this.
But see, I told you, what I've noticed is that a lot of these fucking swingers, the women are horrible looking.
Eh, not important. You don't have to participate, like you said. Maybe you just go and then make an excuse.
Hey, but don't you think the viewers are going to want me to dip my toe in the water?
Of course, but I got a feeling there's going to be at least one or two acceptable ladies that you might have a shot at.
I think you have a shot at all of them. I really think you do. But I think I'm going to go just because I want to witness it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you should definitely go. I don't think there's any question about that. I really want you to go. I want to get a story out of this. You know, you can change things up to how they have to be in order to get it.
You know, it would be cool if I could sneak in one of those little fucking body cams on.
Yeah.
And blur the faces out. But maybe we can, you know, show little snippets of it throughout the fucking show.
That would be funny.
I think I want to go just because I've been to swingers clubs, and those were pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, yeah, at least they're fun for you.
Yeah.
You told me stories. So.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, and the guy comes up. He goes, hey, man, you busy right now? I'm like, no, I'm not busy. My wife's getting gangbanged in room 9 or whatever.
Room 9.
And I said, well, I got to see this. I didn't want to be a penny part of it, but I had to go back. Sure enough, she's got dick everywhere.
Was that an invite? Like, he wants you to go and bang his wife?
He wanted me to go bang his wife out. Yeah, but with 18 other guys
that
or whatever.
So weird.
And
so weird.
There was, you know, one inner one on her, in her mouth and two in each hand, and the other one's just reaching. And that's the creepiest
part. There's only so much room.
Yeah, but I mean, these creepers were reaching under each other's arms to tweak nipples and stuff, and I'm like, that's just not me. Okay, no. I'm not going to, oh, God, there's a titty. I got to play with it. But it was something. And then,
what
do
these guys look like? Me?
Some of them looked normal.
Really?
Other ones looked like fucking older guys whose wives have died or fucking left them or whatever. But for the most part, the guys look normal. The women don't. The women are usually unattractive. And I hate to stereotype swingers. There's some hot ones out there. But I had to see, you know. And then you walk down the fucking hallway and there's a fucking bondage room with an all-glass front. And you get to see women strapped up to the fucking walls and tickled with fucking feathers.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I'd
like
be one of the
cool
ticklers because I'd just be laughing.
Me too.
I would get really high before I went and just sitting there. Tickle, tickle.
You know? I told you there was a fucking retard glory hole room.
I mean, retard.
You know what? I'm going to have to go. I will go. The party is it's like 2 weeks from this Saturday or something. I'll go after the podcast or before. Starts at like 5 o'clock. They got
5 o'clock.
They got a hot tub thing at 5 o'clock.
They
got
to get to bed by 10.
I think they pretty much go as long as they can, but I don't really know.
Got
to
get in that early bird special.
It's probably, you know, fuck a little bit, have some alcohol, fuck some more.
Yeah, they said they play party games and all that. And like I said, I have no doubt these people are.
You just
fuck
this dude's wife and you're going to be on his team for Trivial Pursuit. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not Trivial Pursuit. They play like Naked Twister and shit like that. But the whole point is I've got to personally witness it. I've decided that my fucking golden years of 54, if I can see something freaky that I've only heard about, I'm going to see it.
Right. Yeah, why not?
Right.
I've seen the donkey show.
Fuck this dude's wife's asshole.
Now,
and
you should definitely go to the orgy.
Be on his Pictionary.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's fucking. It's an invite only
orgy.
An orgy. But I said, hey, I told her, I said, I don't want to go there if it's going to be like 18 swinging dicks and one woman. She goes, that's not how these parties are. This swinger community in Ohio, she said, is gigantic.
So our friend Brittany says orgies are fun, which makes me think that she's been to one of these orgy parties. And now I know that those Sunoco employees really get down. You know
Speedway.
I mean? Yeah, because Brittany only really screws gas station attendants and shit. So, I imagine those gas station attendant parties are a lot better than we thought.
You know,
goddamn Speedway, that's like the lowest, like almost like Marathon.
Whatever, don't be judgy.
I've seen some really fucking weird shit, and I've done a lot of weird shit I've told you about, but I've never been like on a bed with like three guys and four girls and a big mountain of people. I'm not into touching guys.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that.
Now, if it was me and three or four girls, I think I could be happy for a good 20 minutes or so.
You don't know how much that I want you to get cummed on at this party. Like, there's not a, if there was like a meter that judged how much I wanted to know that you got cummed on, it would be fucking pressed to 10. That would be the greatest fucking thing ever. If you go to this party and somehow you catch a load on that. You know, not your face, just like your shoulder.
Let me tell you something.
No, I want a lima bean on his shoulder.
That would change me.
That would change you.
That would change me. I'd go into a shell, and I don't think I'd be able to talk about half the stuff we talk about.
I disagree. I think you'd fucking call me as soon as you left.
I think I'd run out of there. No, see, I laugh about me pissing on myself because that was fucking funny. I don't laugh about another guy shooting population yogurt all over my shoulder. I just don't think that's fucking funny. I think I would get so fucking grossed out. I don't know what I would do. And besides, she said it was condom required.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Being safe.
Yeah, yeah. You probably should make condoms required for that.
Yeah.
What if you did run into someone that you knew, though? I mean, you know.
Well, I'd have the dirt on them, too. I'd have the dirt on them, too.
Okay. Just wondering.
And I don't care because, you know, these people that are in this lifestyle, they're going to run into somebody in their real life and they're going to be outed.
Yeah.
I'm on fucking a podcast.
What if you ran into the girl that we know does this?
Oh, gosh.
How fucking great would that be?
I think I'd hold my breath and run out of the room.
And only two people are laughing right now, but it's worth it.
You know, if I ran into somebody that was embarrassing.
Oh, shit.
You know, there was a, when I went to that, that swinger club back with my buddy, mm-hmm. we ran into a girl that came into the bar. Okay, she came into the club very regular. She was in at least twice a week after that. And she was pretty fucking mortified that she was outed. It's like a totally separate life for these people. They have
They don't want
some people live it, and then some people are like, "Well, we just do this for fun on the side. You know, don't fucking tell anybody." I don't consider myself in the least in the swinger lifestyle. I just find this shit really fucking fascinating. And if I get a chance to see a fucking sex party, I'm going to see it. You know what I mean? I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'm fucking down.
Yeah, I want you to go. I want
I'll take notes.
I want you to get cummed on. but, you know, for the podcast, I don't want you to get cummed on for your own, like, poor nightmares or anything, just so I can get a good giggle with the rest of the crowd.
I don't know, man. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah. That's a huge one. That's why I want to see it happen.
A load on me.
I mean, the only thing better was if you were fingers. Really, like, getting after it with some girl, you know, going from behind, and some guy snuck up and tried to put a dick in your butt. Now, that would be the only thing that would make it better than, you know.
I'd come up swinging.
Of course you would, but the story would be great for me. So I'm just saying,
it'd be great for the podcast,
like,
too.
I seriously doubt that's ever going to happen at one of these.
No, because
I think they know their boundaries, but the cum could be accidental.
Well, a lot. Oh, God. No, because I wouldn't be that close to some guy banging if I wasn't banging.
And you could be banging and still get cum on you.
So you're saying the girl's in the middle of a standing H and he's going to shoot all the way across her body
maybe he
and
pulls,
get me?
Yeah, it could happen.
It could.
Or she's jerking, you know, you're fucking taking the mouth and the girl's jerking two guys.
If I'm not your buddy,
pointed
if you're
at
not
you?
One of my friends, I'm not going to be getting double jerked with you. A girl's not going to go slalom skiing
but the
unless you're my
the
buddy.
Moment could have took you.
I no.
Rhythm
the moment
is gonna
wouldn't take,
take
me.
You. Rhythm is gonna take you.
No, it wouldn't take me there.
I don't know.
I can't stand next to a stranger and say, "Hey, bud, this girl wants to jerk us both off. You in?" I don't fucking know this guy. He probably fucking lives with his parents in the fucking basement. No, I'm not down for that.
No.
Yeah,
of course, dude.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. She's hot. She's older than me.
Hey, and who was the one that ran her band? Some other Cuban chick that was super hot and played
was
all the drums
too?
And stuff like that. No, not Selena.
Not Selena. See, with him, it's all any. If you're Latin at all, you're Mexican, according to this. Selena was Mexican. She's Cuban.
Racist ass Nick. Actually, I think, was Selena Cuban?
Selena was Mexican.
She was Mexican?
Gloria Estefan, I believe, is Cuban.
Who am I thinking of that was down there in Argentina? Don't cry for me, Argentina. What was her name?
Oh,
Evita Perón.
Evita? Okay. All those Mexicans, that really confuses me.
Son of a bitch.
You know what, though? Last week you made racist hints that I was some kind of fucking racist. Let me tell you something about Mexicans.
Racist hints.
Okay. No, they weren't hints.
Let me tell you something about Mexicans. And I got a lot of experience with Mexicans.
Well, we know racist.
Being in Arizona. I don't know why. I don't know how the fuck these guys grow up in their fucking lives. Mm-hmm. But if you pull one Mexican out of a fucking crowd, he can do any fucking job you ask him to do and do it well. Fuck. He can shingle your roof. He can do plumbing. He can do electrical. He can do concrete work. He knows how to do all of it.
Yes.
It's fucking scary.
It's fucking kind of creepy right now that you just brought that up. Because literally right before you came, I think I was online, and I seen a guy we used to work with was looking for laborers for doing a brick wall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I commented on it saying, what happened to the good old days where you could just go to Home Depot and pick up a couple Mexicans that could do anything.
In Arizona,
and that's
still
what
can.
It was. You would literally, and it happened even around here, like in the morning. Maybe it still does. I'm not up at fucking 7 in the morning. You know what I mean? But you used to be able to literally go up to Home Depot in the morning, and there'd be some illegal immigrants waiting there for you to pick up, and you do some laboring work, and they were always the best at it.
The best
no,
at
no matter
everything.
What it was. It was like you were generically, you could just go up there and know you were going to get three Mexican dudes. They're going to work their ass off and do it better than the three Americans you would have had to pay twice as much
100%.
For.
And the thing
and
about
God
it
damn
is,
it, that was American, and I loved it. And I'm worried that your boy Trump is trying to take that away from us.
But he never will. He never can.
But that wall will keep him out.
You know, they're locking up the kids.
Then the next fucking Democratic president that went
Mexicans.
In would bring a fucking crane
Those
out with
Mexicans.
A ball and crash the wall down. But the whole point is, like,
no, I'm
they can
lying,
do every job.
About the wall, but it is funny that used to be a thing, and I don't think that's a thing anymore.
In Arizona, it is.
Really?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, it is.
You haven't been there forever, dude. You,
mom, my friends tell me about it. My
oh, really?
Friend, my friend goes to Home Depot every 2 weeks or whatever and picks up something to landscape his lawn. He's got a big grass.
It's a nice
lawn.
Mexican slave for a couple
but,
hours.
But he said he pays them well. They don't do it for $3 an hour like they used to.
No,
you pay him a living wage.
It's
but
still cheaper than it is to go through a company.
Much cheaper, yeah. But.
Everybody prospers. That's why I don't got a problem with it.
He gets different guys every week. Whoever's there. And he says, I want my grass cut, trimmed, whatever. He says, it's beautiful, man. It's like showroom shit when they're done with it.
Yeah.
And then they fucking leave. He goes there the next day and picks up the same guys to fucking lay brick, and they do it perfectly. It's fucking amazing. I don't know how these guys grow up knowing all of this shit.
I agree.
But they can put tile down. They can put a fucking roof on.
Every Mexican I've ever worked with was better at his job than all the white people around him.
Yeah.
I mean, for the manual labor kind of jobs, or even in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
It was always like that. It is what it is.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, in Arizona, it was easy to come by, man.
What was the point of this? This was the tell me you weren't racist?
About Evita Perón and Gloria Estefan giving me a hand job.
Yeah, but you were talking about racist hints, and then you just going on.
No, because you hinted that I'm racist, and I'm saying I'm going to say something that's going to sound racist because I say all Mexicans are good at all jobs, but unfortunately, they are for the most part.
Well, I don't think compliments are racist.
Yeah, but isn't that pigeonholing somebody in that stereotyping?
I feel like if you're pigeonholing in a good hole, then it's not an issue.
All right.
I make my own shit up as I go along. I don't have some like racist law book I have to look at and make sure. Just to me, it's like, well,
for the record, like the I'm not racist. Fuck you.
Well, you're definitely racist, but that's not the point right now. If you're going around saying black guys got bigger dicks than white guys, that's a racism stereotype, a racist stereotype. That does nothing but good for the black community, so I don't really see the issue with it. And I feel the same way with what we were just talking about.
But I know that's not true.
On average, it's true.
On average, it is, but I think...
I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but I've got some black friends with small dicks. We've went there.
Yeah, I'm sure that they exist. I'm just saying that on average...
I'm sure they exist.
On average. They're like the fucking, you know, the boogeyman. You don't see them much.
Well, so we get... Racist. How many comments we get? A bunch?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
About shit about stream. Nick, you hearing stream stuff?
I don't care about the comments. I mean, I care about the comments if you guys have a question, but if you're just... A lot of times they're just talking to each other, which is cool. I like that. And I think we only got like 8 or 9 people watching.
So this
people
week
don't trust us. How could they trust us? I'm hoping this is good enough for the next one we can actually advertise.
What are they open this week? They're opening tattoo parlors?
Yeah. You know, I meant to... We probably should have just called my buddy. Maybe we'll call him this weekend and talk to him about it. What his opinion is opening these tattoo parlors and you know, negotiate a price for your tattoo.
And they're opening piercings and stuff like that, but you still can't go to the gym.
Yeah. You know, the thing with tattoo parlors, though, and I don't know if you've been to one in a while, but those are like the most sterile places ever.
Well, they're supposed to be.
I felt safer with most tattoo artists than I'm going to be with almost anyone.
Yeah, but there is blood involved.
Yeah, but there's blood involved, but they got... Everybody's gloved up.
You're the same distance away with a haircut. I mean,
my friend Lucas, he's constant with it. Like, you're constantly getting sprayed, wiped off with the sanitizer, all that shit. Those guys are really careful. They're professionals.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about fucking old Jim Bob up the street. He's going to scratch you for $40.
Right, in the basement.
I'm talking about the real dudes that are charging good money, but are professional. That's what you're paying for. Those guys are... I don't know. I'm not afraid of getting a tattoo right now. I would get a tattoo.
Even my tattoo parlor is not even opening up. They're saying they're not even doing anything. They're like, hey, we're going to open up.
Don't
later.
You go to Kentucky though?
No, I go to Designs by Dana in Northside.
Oh, okay. And well, I mean, it's up to the fucking
up to
owners,
the owners.
Too.
Yeah,
Dana was known for years as being without a doubt the highest priced tattoo artist in the city.
Yeah, I get what I pay for. I get good stuff.
Yeah, but you don't go to Dana, right?
No, I go to another artist that works there. But I'm just saying them particularly are taking their time doing what they need to do.
Right.
I think most of the tattoo artists I see that are charging the money they charge are usually worth it in Cincinnati. We got some good tattoo artists in the city.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so fucking many of them. I got a tattoo from Dana's wife one time.
Mm-hmm.
That losing bet, that cowboy tattoo. she charged me $80 for this thing.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to see Dana, that same little tattoo was $300.
How long did it take?
30 minutes.
Well, get over yourself, buddy, but he just doesn't want to waste his time with those kind of tattoos.
Well, no, apparently they said with Dana, he does the guys that are doing whole body pieces and stuff like that. He pretty much sticks to the same clientele.
I don't know anything about this dude, but just tattoo artists in general don't. Once you get to a certain level and people like you, you don't want to waste time with the tattoo a guy brings in off the street of a Dallas Cowboys logo. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they want to do real work.
I actually know a dude personally who has a tattoo on the head of his dick.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fly. Looks like a fly landed on the head of his dick, and it's fucking funny.
That's great.
That's a great tattoo.
It is a great tattoo.
There's no color, but it's just, you know, it's all it's just shaded and stuff. But if he pulls out his pecker, you think there's
a fly.
Where is it at? Right on the tip, right by the pee hole.
Really? Oof. Is that where you would go with it?
On my dick?
Yeah.
No, I'd go towards the bottom of the shaft, the unsensitive part.
Now, if you have to go towards the top, you still wouldn't go right next to the pee hole, right?
I don't see the pee hole to me is not the sensitive part. It's right underneath the helmet.
Oh, the mushroom part.
Yeah, that's the sensitive part to me.
Isn't that the Prince Albert with the pee hole?
Prince Albert's a piercing.
Yeah, I don't know the
It
Prince
goes
Albert's.
Through the pee hole and pops out the top of the head, the ring. Yeah, that's a Prince Albert.
And then isn't a true Prince Albert when you got the string that goes through your, like, chode or butthole tattoo?
Yeah, it attaches, but God, they say the Prince Albert's just
fucking
a circle.
Weirdos, man. I don't get piercings. Never did, sorry.
When I DJed at the club, there was a guy who, he used to come in and do lights for me, okay? This guy had a fucking straight bar through his dickhead, went through the top, popped out the bottom, okay? And he would show it. It was a big round fucking thing, almost like a gauge for your ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when he pulled that thing out, when he peed, the pee would pop out all three directions. It would go out the front, it would go out the top, and the fucking bottom. It looked like a party favor. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I wanted to hold it.
Yeah, what about a barbershop? You going to a barbershop anytime soon?
Well, I think they open up in the next 2 days. I want to do my hair. I obviously need a fucking haircut. I mean, but I'm not going to go there. I won't wait 2.5 fucking hours for a haircut.
I just get used to wearing a hat, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but I need a haircut, but I'm going to wait till it dies down, like Nick said. Wait a week, and, you know, they'll start doing
just wait 2 weeks.
That's early it. Check-in and shit. I don't know if I can wait 2 weeks, man. I've already got a fucking mullet going here. I'm slicking it back.
Well,
with
didn't
gel.
You cut your own hair?
Yeah, I tried it, but it didn't turn out real well.
I think I'm going to recut my own hair, remohawk myself, remohawk the kid. And then wait until that grows out and then go to a barber.
You going
to
re-mohawk?
I think I'm going to re-mohawk. Why not?
Why not?
I think I'm going to be out of work a little bit longer.
Well, according to some people we know, you're never going back. You are never, ever going back.
Well, you know, I am sure once the 5G calms down a little bit and we get more used to it, our brain cells have to build certain resistance to the 5G, that we will be back. We'll be good. The virus will tame down. And then we'll only take it out when they really need to control you again. But they let us know. They let us know who was boss. They turned up that 5G signal. We all got sick. We had to fucking hunker down. The one world government had to hold us down there for a little while. But they're going to let it off a little bit, you know, so we can get back to normal. And they need to make their money too, right?
Fuck yeah. I mean this, my question is, though, when the shit opens up and everything starts opening back up, we're doing the social distancing, all that shit. If the fucking cases start screaming through the roof again, are they going to reclose everything?
That's exactly what I think is going to happen. Because I think this little
Mr. Trump, I'll need another stimulus package if that happens.
The Dems tried to put one through, but your boys are stopping them, so we'll see there.
What'd they try to put through?
I think it was just like another $1,200 or some shit like that. The Republicans are putting forward some kind of $5,000 loan you can get, and what they do is they give, I don't know if it's even came out, the exact numbers yet, but basically you can take up to $5,000 in a loan, but not really a loan. It just prolongs the time you can't get Social Security for like 5 months, I believe. 3 or 5 months.
Well, you can't get it when you retire, you mean?
Yeah, so like your normal Social Security age, that, you know, you hit this number and you get your Social Security. Now you can't get it till 3 months later. But they'll give you $5,000 right now.
Oh, as a front?
Yes. Would you do it?
Fuck yeah.
I think I would too.
For 3 months?
I don't plan on living that long.
Well, I hope to live that
long.
Well,
not only do I plan on not living that long, but I think my generation is going to be the first generation that gets fucked on that Social Security.
We're not getting Social Security.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be
that. See, I think it's going to be both of your kids that get fucked on. I think you'll get it.
It's going to be within, you know, my generation or the generation that we made, basically.
Yeah, I think you'll be alive to see it when that happens.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think we're not – that system's just not going to hold up the way they
are.
Because
I think what's going to happen is Cain and Anton – are going to come visit you in the home that they put you in.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, hey, Dad, we went to apply for our Social Security. We didn't fucking get it.
Well, both of them are savages, and I doubt either of them will put me in any kind of home. That's why I'm just kind of hoping that I die before it's time to get to that period. Because, Jesus, Anton is like, hey, just don't give a fuck. And then Cain is an asshole. So it's just a bad combination.
When do you think they're going to open up concerts again? That's what I need to fucking see.
I don't know, but I heard they just canceled one of the concerts I want to see. The tour stopped. It wasn't the Black Keys, but I wanted to see the two openers and Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah, they canceled that one.
Yeah, and whatever the other dude's
name
was.
That's in July.
Yeah, the whole tour's canceled. It's not like the Riverbend.
Oh, well,
just
I'm hoping to God that Billy Joel's still good.
Hoping for Billy Joel? What is it, August? September?
September.
September 11th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, never forget.
Well, I think when's that?
Never forget your Billy Joel tickets.
When's that Who concert supposed to go down at NKU?
The one where they trample people?
Well, the one they rescheduled.
Oh, I thought it already happened.
It was supposed to have already happened. They already canceled it.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah. My brother-in-law had a T-shirt that said, "I'll walk over you to see the Who."
That's a cool
and
T-shirt.
He wore it for years and years. And this is fucking in Arizona, man.
I appreciate that T-shirt.
World News. That's a fucked up T-shirt, man. All right. Most fucked up T-shirt you've ever seen.
Most fucked up T-shirt I've ever seen?
There's a website called T-Shirt Hell. Hell.
I've bought a lot of T-shirts.
I have too. And I've got one that I've never had the balls to wear.
You bought one that you never wore?
I haven't worn it yet. I've worn it around the house.
There's no way it's not racist.
It's not racist.
Okay. I mean, because they got a lot of race. Oh, T-Shirt Hell is still around, and now they're selling face masks, which I'm sure are fucking great.
Oh, God.
And as soon as I get off here, I'm probably going to order me a face mask or two. These guys are getting some free plugs. Not that it matters.
Me and a buddy got together and we each bought two T-shirts off T-Shirt Hell. His were much more offensive than mine. And fuck you about the racist thing. Why do you always got to go there with me?
Ah, man, I didn't think it was going
there. No, the one that I haven't had the balls to wear says I eat more pussy than cervical cancer. Now that one's a little, it's rough,
That's
but it's got a picture
ones.
Of it. I love that one.
Yeah.
And the other, my buddy bought one about Native Americans that I'm not even going to say what it is. But
I've seen some of the Native American ones.
And then he bought another one that said, "Mary was only a virgin if you don't count anal." Now, that one's pretty fucking rough to the Catholics.
I mean, this is an awful shirt. There's just a picture of Hitler. It says, "Love him or hate him, he killed a lot of Jews."
What the fuck?
The fucking... I mean, that is fucking awful. Oh,
see, I mean, this is a funny fucking website. But the one I did buy, like I said, I bought one that said Autistic Kids Rock, which was pretty fucking cool.
I guess.
But I'm scared to wear it.
That one I don't really
don't
care
wear it at
for
the
that
Kroger.
Much, but all right.
Don't wear that to Kroger when your bag boy is like... right there looking at you because they
but
hire.
The one I really want to buy on there, and I don't know if they still have it, it says something like on the front, it says there's a naked girl on the back of this T-shirt, and then when you go to the back, it's a big picture of Jesus and he says, "Just kidding, believe in me."
No, I had that shirt.
Did you?
I really had that shirt. Yeah,
it's a fucking great
no,
shirt.
I had that shirt. I had what was it, I like my women like I like my coffee ground up and in the freezer. I had that shirt. I had like four or five of them, dude. I used to love that fight.
You remember that that movie Euro Trip?
Yeah.
I want the one T-shirt he was wearing at the end. It was like looked like Greek letters, like a fraternity shirt, except it said "Eat Me." But I can't find that one anywhere.
That is a good
one. It was all written in Greek letters. I fucking love that one. What are the face masks looking
like?
Yeah,
I'm about to get the face mask. Again, you guys can get this at tshirthell.com. One day I hope they fucking sponsor me.
And you want to go into the bowels. The bowels are the most offensive.
The bowels are the most offensive, but now they got the face mask. They got underwear now. They got posters.
I got a buddy that...
Oh, they got babies. They have some good baby ones. I bought one for my kid. I forget which one it was, but it was
baby
like...
Oh, Baby Hell it's called.
It was like all daddy or all mommy wanted was a back rub. we got a how you like this mask snowflake with a middle finger. I'm sure Carla would like that one. I like this one. You blow one panda and here we are.
Oh, those are masks?
Yeah, these are all masks.
Filtered for your pleasure. That's a good one. That's a good one. A little Disturbed reference. Not down with the sickness.
Not down with the sickness. Secretly Michael Jackson. I like that one. That's just a play one.
Did I tell you about that thing on fucking Facebook? Funniest thing I've ever seen. It was a picture of Evander Holyfield with a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only on one side and the other side was hanging down. He said, "Hey, thanks a lot, Tyson."
That is
fucking
a good one.
Funny. That's a great one.
Tyson's the man.
But if you want a good T-shirt, go to T-Shirt Hell. My buddy bought one that said, "I bought Christopher Reeve's wheelchair on eBay."
Oh, that's wrong, but I don't give a shit.
Fuck no. Who gives a shit? What time are we looking at?
Apparently, the Who was last month.
Who was last month?
The Who was last month.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Hour 13.
Well, I knew they would cancel it. I mean, how long has it been since that shit happened? It was the 70s, right?
It's like 78 or 79, I believe.
So this was like going to be like the 40-year anniversary of it or something
yeah,
like that?
Anniversary. That's a weird thing to do, but yeah.
Yeah. But... I just want them to open up concerts. I got a lot of concerts I wanted to go to this year, and they've already canceled half of them. So who the fuck knows? But I will be reporting live from the sex party. I will go to it.
Want to go live?
I would love to.
That'd be hilarious. I can do a one-person podcast here and call you.
Oh, you could.
You can just do the descriptions.
I've got two balls over here to my right, three dicks to my left.
I have the camera out. I said, okay, this guy's getting ready to shoot. I'm going to go put my shoulder in the way.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Nothing would be better.
Yeah, I really don't want to get nutted on. I'm not going to do that for you or anybody else. Those things are all about the dyke-off porn, but most of those swinger things aren't into the guy gay stuff.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. That's why I think I'm going.
Would you rather?
Is it time already for would you rather?
Yeah, we're an hour 15 in.
Oh, well, you're going to chop a lot of this off anyway, but I really hope that this fucking stream was a lot better. At least we can give these guys something
to
watch. I
don't think I'm chopping that much off.
No, what are we doing? Really do hour and a half-ish?
Yeah.
All right.
These go a while, though, sometimes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, like, when did our drunk one go? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, I think that's all we did that night.
And you guys were yelling at me, why are you trying to stop this? Well, Ryan was anyway. What the fuck are you trying to do?
You guys were trying to go all night.
Ryan had no idea what was going on, so.
All right, I got one. All right, I'm not going to use gays.
Whoa.
I'm not going to use old ladies.
All right.
I'm going to try to give you one off the cuff that's not gay related or old lady, but those make the best ones. And I can't use the fat girls anymore. You've already banned them.
Yeah, you can go back to fats. But me, you know, you went there for like 2 weeks.
I can give you one.
No, you don't get one. It's his game.
Would you rather cheat on your taxes or would you rather vote Republican?
Oh, no. I was going to ask you, would you rather have diarrhea every day for the rest of your life? Or would you rather be constipated and only poop once a week?
Well, constipated would hurt.
Diarrhea.
I'd go diarrhea.
I kind of already have that. since I was like 22, I get 5 shits in a year that isn't like a diarrhea.
Yeah, constipation hurts, man. You get those shit pains. I don't think I could do that.
I'll get constipated diarrhea sometimes.
Yeah, but you're going to have to shit your britches every once in a while.
But when it comes out, it's just diarrhea. And you're like, well, how come that couldn't make its way through? I think there's a knot tied somewhere up in my colon.
My favorite kind is when you get the rock hard plug.
Yeah,
and you have to really work to get it out, and then it's pure liquid after that. I love those.
That is a nice one.
Yeah.
But that usually signals a bad day's coming. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not going to be a great day. You might want to stay close to the bathroom that day.
Well, and I hate that. If I got the shits, man, I really don't make any plans. Because I ain't going to travel around with 2-3 pair of underwear. It's just not going to fucking happen. No. And you know how many pairs of underwear I've thrown away in nightclub and bar fucking bathrooms?
Yeah.
Because you shit your pants, they go straight in the garbage.
I remember doing it in school twice, I think, where I had like a short and then I had to go to the bathroom and fucking throw away the old underwear.
Yeah, and then you come home and your mom says,
high school, middle school,
underwear?
Or elementary?
Yeah, because at that point I was too old enough. It never happened to me when I was young.
This was high school?
Yeah, this was like high school. So mom's not checking the undies when I get home. It's not a problem.
I think I'd go with the diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took your fire. Go ahead.
He's going to get one too. Don't worry.
Okay, I got one. We'll stick with that same theme. I like the theme.
Poop.
Would you rather be a human toilet? And what I mean by that is you're sitting on the toilet, okay, mm-hmm. at a Dave Matthews concert, mm-hmm. and people come in and just piss all over you.
All right.
Like you're not even there. They just
shit
fucking,
too?
Yeah, they shit down too. But if you're lucky, it goes through the hole. But you have to sit on the toilet. They're going to sit right on your lap, and it's going to end up here. You know, you are a human toilet. You're sitting on the toilet, and they just sit on you or pee on you just like you're there. And you know what? At public places, they don't hit the hole ever.
But they have to shit on your dick? I mean, are you
they
naked
probably would.
Or are you wearing pants?
You're butt naked sitting on the toilet. And let's say, hypothetically, you're painted white so you blend in. Okay, but they don't know you're there.
Fuck.
They're just going to sit on you. You got to be a human toilet through a whole Dave Matthews concert. And those fuckers can be 3.5-4 hours long. Okay? Hey, we lost one.
Battery ran out. That one didn't get the fully charged.
Oh, God.
It's all right. We'll live. I got a little darker. Someone probably got a little darker. We got some lights we're trying out. Hey, go fuck yourself. Let's go.
Oh, is that what they are? They're rechargeable batteries?
Yeah, rechargeable batteries.
Oh, well.
That one didn't get the full charge.
Oh, well, at least it worked for most of the time.
Yeah, that one's so good. This is what we're going to judge it by.
All right, you're a human toilet
mm-hmm.
through a Dave Matthews concert, okay? Or you have to get another tattoo, your whole back piece right across your back that says Donald Trump.
So I got Donald Trump or
from shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, and you can't say anything negative. You can't go a year later and put sucks or anything like that. Big, proud Donald Trump with some stars around it. Or for 3.5 hours, you're a human toilet at a Dave Matthews concert.
Well, I mean, this is kind of an easy one for me. And I know it don't seem like it should be easy, but it is.
It shouldn't be easy at all.
Well, there's a caveat to this with me. I'm a big fatty, so I very rarely are ever taking my shirt off. So people really typically would not know that I got Trump tattooed on my back. So I would go Trump all day.
You go Trump?
Yeah, because no one would see it. Like my, you know, family, Carmen would see it. But she don't care. She would know the fucking result. I'd rather you have Trump on your back than get shit on for 3 hours anyways. Actually, she would probably disagree. Yeah. She would probably rather see me get
like
shit on.
Like last week, she immediately
but she would understand.
You
know what I mean?
The butts.
Like, she would get it. But yeah, that one's easier for me. But I just can't even get over the visual of being naked on a toilet and people shitting, trying to shit through my legs and avoiding my
duck. Yeah, they don't know you're there. Because if they back up enough, I mean, they're shitting right here. You're getting it. Yeah. Plus, they're going to come in concerts. You know, people don't even try to hold. They spray.
Oh, well, if I came in and the fucking toilet was a dude, I would spray on purpose.
Well, they don't know you're there. Oh, you just blend in with the toilet.
How does my dick blend in with the toilet?
Well, they paint it. Who knows? I'm just saying it. it's CGI. Who knows?
It's going to cover my body.
Nick, what's your answer?
I'm going to get shit on because I take my shirt off.
He's getting shit right on.
So I'm going to have to take my shirt off again in order to get shit on. But
so you're taking the human toilet.
Yeah, but what about you? How about this? I get Trump on my back. You get AOC.
Oh, fuck. I'll get shit on.
Yeah. So how about that? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like AOC.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I'm not a big Trump guy, but a tattoo, it's like you said, a tattoo is just a tattoo. Yeah. It's not
but
a bunch
it's
of fucking weirdos pissing and shitting all over you. I'll get, but I would...
I don't know. I mean, I don't think all those people are going to be shitting that bad. I mean, it's Dave Matthews Band. They might be, vegan. I don't think they'll be shitting that bad.
They'll be puking, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't think the Dave Matthews crowd is the vegan crowd, dude. That's like the
really?
That's the Bud Light slutty girl crowd. It's
okay.
You know what I mean?
I've never been to a Dave Matthews Band concert. I can't tell you what the group is.
Puking Mad Dog 2020 on you.
The Fraternity Brothers.
No, it's just the most basic bitch kind of concert there
basic
is.
Basic bitch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just... whatever.
But you know the thing about it though, I've got like I think I've got 9 or 10 tattoos, and none of them are big, but they all literally got put on me because of something, an actual life event or something that actually meant something to me. So I'd probably take the 3.5 hours of getting shit on, because even though my tattoos are small, they all mean something. They have some significance to me.
Yeah, I don't want someone else's name on my fucking back. Sorry.
No, so I think I'm getting pooped and peed on.
I have a lot of shit on me that I don't give a fuck about. So.
Yeah, see, I don't, except for this thing that I lost a bet, but it does signify something. I lost a bet.
Which one's that?
Nipple.
The Dallas Cowboy thing on my fucking leg.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about tattoos.
And that's why I want to get that tattoo we were talking about, this logo. I think that would be a fucking great little tattoo.
Not the letter in there, right?
I'm getting all of it.
Oh, you will get the whole thing.
Get the whole fucking
thing.
Damn, man.
I think you're going to need a bigger canvas than just your, leg?
Big tattoo.
Well, I'm not going to get it this size. Okay, I'm going to shrink it down.
Duh.
I don't know. You have to tack the tattoo artist.
Well, because, like I said, it's something I did. So it signifies something to me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So.
And that's a whole thing. I don't know, whatever.
All right, joke of the day is real short, but real funny.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay, I think it's funny.
Tell me what's funny.
What is black and sits at the top of the stairs?
What?
Christopher Reeves in a house fire. It's a good joke, man. I don't care what anybody says. That's a great fucking joke.
It's not where I thought you were going. I do like a nice Christopher Reeve joke, though.
That's Christopher Reeve jokes are great. I mean, people say I'm going to hell for those, but if I'm going to hell for that over some of these pedophile jokes and stuff, then I don't want to know you anyway.
No, I'm with you there.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you there.
I'm going to hell for a lot worse ones than that.
All right, man. That is episode 28. I forget every fucking time. Every fucking time I forget.
Yeah.
All right, episode 28. I think it's got a little bit better as far as this bullshit video shit's concerned. Well, who cares?
Yeah. And
I mean, don't, not who cares. We paid money, man.
You know, now that we're on video, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it every week, I think. We're still encouraging people to either write in, leave a comment with a question, any fucking thing. There's something you want us to discuss. Tell us what it is. We'll talk about it. Unless it's something fucking stupid, then we won't.
Or comment during the podcast if you're watching it live, because we are, we're not watching it, but we have someone watching it. Nick's watching it. We'll have a Harry guy here soon to help watch and stuff, too. So,
and Harry guy, I hope everything's good with the family, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's out. You know, he's from West Virginia. I don't know if that surprised me or not. He does have a thick hillbilly twang. But
does
when
he?
I think of West Virginia, I just think, like, hillbilly, hillbilly.
Oh, you think Deliverance, yeah.
That's
yeah,
Appalachian.
You think, well, like Deliverance or...
You know, I think I've driven through Virginia, but I don't think I've actually stopped there. I heard that the beaches are pretty nice.
West Virginia.
Beaches?
And
we're talking about
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's from the hills then, huh?
Yeah. Virginia's hills. Both.
So go to T-Shirt Hell. go to the website and post comments. Like on the fucking YouTube, guys. Just log in there to fucking subscribe.
Yeah, make one. Just fucking make a YouTube page. Subscribe. I put funny videos up. If you're not on Instagram, well, I guess I put them on Facebook too. Either way, just fucking get up on there, like and subscribe, do all that stuff. It helps us get more eyes to this, and that would be nice.
And I'll tell you this. If we get 20 subscribers in the next week, I'll do the next podcast in my underwear.
No, thank you.
All right, so I'm hoping at least 19 of you get on there and subscribe. And
I didn't say I was taking my shirt off. Underwear, you got to play the angles, bud.
You're right. Episode 28, we're gone.
Peace. You call me a dog. Well, that's fair enough. Cause it ain't no use to pretend you're wrong. And you call me out. I can't hide. Tell me I'm low, 'cause I'll snap.